Soca Kingdom.
Barbados, get ready.
Soca Kingdom.
As we take Soca to another level.
Soca Kingdom.
With Soca Royalty.
Soca Network, in association with Cropover City, presents
Soca Ignition.
Ready.
Saturday, June 2nd, be in the Soca Kingdom at Bagatelle Great House from 9 p.m. and rev it up with Soca Royalty. From Trinidad and Tobago, three-time international Soca Monarch, Voice.
From your wake up this morning.
Four-time Chutney Soca Monarch, Ravi B. The Soca King of New York, Lyrical.
If like it, I could answer nice.
Plus the best of Beige and Soca Royalty.
Oh yes, the water rock.
Early bird tickets are now available at $60 general and $250 VIP. From Lucky Horseshoe, Bridgetown, Lawrence, Worthing, and Bagatelle. CS Pharmacy, Bridgetown. A&B Music Supply, Sheraton. Smart Store, Lime Grove. Eddie Supermarket, Spikestown. Little Munchkin, Sky Mall. And Starcom Network on River Road. Soca Ignition! Saturday, June 2nd at the Soca Kingdom, Bagatelle Great House. We're revving up with Soca Royalty, so get your tickets now! Soca Ignition is powered by Jewel's Whiskey, True Scotch, Heineken, Infinity on the Beach Hotel, KFC, Mount Gay Rum, Remy Martin 1738, and Hot 95.3 FM.
You see the party there? The party lit!
Planning an event can be as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Choose a business that offers a solution for event and patron management with Ticket Nation. Check. 2. Work with a friendly and professional team that eases the hassle of gate management and event reconciliations with Ticket Nation. Check. 3. Find a platform that helps you sell more tickets and support stronger bonds with your buying audience with Ticket Nation. Check. It's simple. Ticket Nation is the best choice for ticketing and event management. We give you a range of printed and online ticketing options, as well as patron management solutions that are seamless, transparent, and efficient. Give us a call at 430-5510 and let's get started.
Welcome back to the People's Parliament. This is Sanka Price. Here with me today is Lynette Eastman from the United Progressive Party, Bishop Joseph Atherley from the Barbados Labour Party, and from Solutions Barbados, Mr. Daniel Chabot. And we're discussing whether the social services, already we've looked at the NIS, some services and benefits provided by the NIS. We've also taken a look at the sanitation services. We asked the question, that was also answered, about the payment for garbage services, garbage collection services. And we were taking a look at the transportation system. I also want to go on to the health service as well as education. But we're going to take a break in another 16 minutes for the latest. So we'll do that after the news. Between that time, we're going to take some calls and then we're going to have some basic, robust discussion on a number of the issues that have been raised so far. So we go first to the phone lines. Good afternoon. We are on the air. We can hear a little noise there, so we know someone's there. So please stop listening to your radio. We go straight here. Sanka, the panel still has not fully answered the question. If they believe Barbadians should pay for social services and to what extent? This is important because if we are to pay for garbage, healthcare, tertiary education, etc., I believe this is a betrayal or change of the social contract that successive administrations have had with the citizens of Barbados. And if this is the case, our tax rates have to change significantly accordingly to allow the citizens space with their personal finances to be able to pay for these services at the point of delivery. Solutions Barbados, how do you respond to that?
Well, I do believe that Barbadians should have free services, and I believe that also a well-managed government and social service departments can provide that for the Barbadian people.
Okay. Ms. Eastman, you want to respond to that?
Okay. Well, let me start by just going back a bit. As I did say with respect to sanitation, Barbadians do pay for these services and they pay for them through taxes. So the government doesn't have any money. All of the money belongs to the taxpayers of Barbados, or if it is borrowed, the taxpayers of Barbados and the people of Barbados are under an obligation to repay it. So really, there's no entity called the government that has any money or any entity which provides these services for us for free. It is our money. So by April 30th, you're supposed to file your tax return, and that is where the money goes. It goes into providing these services. Now, I know that an issue has arisen as to whether the money which we pay in taxes, whether individuals should be able to access the services being provided on a needs basis, or whether or not there are certain services that every Barbadian should be able to access. So that is the issue. With respect to healthcare and education, Barbados has had for a very long time a policy where all Barbadians would be able to access education and healthcare services as a base. I believe in that base, having that base. Maybe there are other social services that could be examined, but healthcare and education, if you provide every child with those services, it means that every child has a fighting chance in Barbados. As we discussed before, the issue really has to do now with reform. We have systems that we put in place for an old Barbados, and we're continuing with those systems without changing them. All of these things have to change. A lot of the systems that we have were inherited from the British. The British have changed theirs a long time ago. All of the Commonwealth countries which would have inherited some of these systems, like Canada, New Zealand, Australia, they have long time reformed them. So Barbados needs to enter into a process of reform, is my view. So there are two things. Basic healthcare and education is the policy of the United Progressive Party. Reform of education and healthcare is also part of the policy platform. And secondly, to get Barbados back to earning at the levels that it used to earn before and beyond that, in order to help to support the social services platform. So that is our policy.
Thank you, Ms. Eastman. We go back to go to our phone lines. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm just calling to make a comment to the panelists. I've heard the show talk about social services, and I think it's very important that we understand that some of these social services, such as education, that would allow so many persons to not have to use things such as free health care anymore, because a lot of persons who can afford free health care who can afford to pay doctor fees don't go to the doctor, to the hospital, to spend hours there. And I also think that it's a matter of not necessarily needs assessment, because needs assessment doesn't always take into account the different expenses that persons might have. So I might be making $5,000 a month, but when you look at my mortgage and maybe car fees and various things, at the end of the day, my disposable income might only be $200. And I think it's a shame that over the past years, we've seen the erosion of social services. And I'm hoping that post this general election, we'll be able to see a drastic change in what has been done as it relates to education, where more than 50% of the students have left. So we have a very small student population there that's Barbadian. And all the other things that we have eroded and kind of just taken away from persons who are working class. And I think it's very important that we recognize that every section of our society needs to be able to afford everything, and everyone needs the ability to do the best they can in Barbados.
All right, thank you for your observation. Bishop Adderley, do you want to respond to it?
Thank you, caller, and we hear your cry, and if you would help to vote the Barbados Labour Party back to office after the next election, you'll see some of those changes that you obviously desire and deserve. Sanka, I got the impression you said we would talk about education more detail and health after the latest.
Yeah.
And the question earlier really related to whether or not Bajans should be asked to pay for sanitation services.
And also, we also looked at the privatization of the transport board.
The transport board.
Those were the two on the table before.
Yeah. Well, I can only reiterate the position I put earlier. I don't know that the Barbados Labour Party has advocated any full-scale, whole-scale privatization of the transport board. But there are some elements that can be looked at to see how persons who actually are part of the system mm-hmm. could be given a greater stake of ownership mm-hmm. and a regular framework put in place whereby we could improve what we now offer to the public.
Is it a case really, and this is to all of you, not just to Bishop Adley, is it a case really in Barbados now where so many things seem to be going wrong that we are beginning to ask, well, why, you know, we're beginning to look at trying to find different ways of doing things, but if things were actually going as usual, in other words, there was the money coming in to fund these services, then we wouldn't even be having this major, having this discussion. Is it a case of that?
Well, it's a question of the money coming in, and we certainly don't see it under this government by its own admission. But it's also a question of establishing priorities. We have seen a government which has, rather than get some sanitation trucks to help with the collection of garbage, choose to build a building. We have seen, rather than a situation, rather than fix the pipes in the water system, we have chosen to build a building. And it just seems to me that there is a disposition towards entering into the kind of capital contractual arrangements which would see spending of large volumes of money under contractual terms and through connections with supportive interests rather than putting the priority on providing the services for the people at the basic level.
I also think that it's a matter of maintenance, of preventative maintenance on the systems that we already have, say trucks or buildings and so on. I am in that business, and I know that if I don't tend to build a building, that what would happen is that building would fall away. So because, you know, things happen every day, and the weathering of systems happen. So if we tend to each thing at a time, and we do a preventative maintenance on these things, then, at the end of the day, we will have a well-functioning bus, we'll have a well-functioning transport system or a garbage truck. So it's all about maintenance. It's all about looking at it that way. It's all about management. Mm-hmm.
Let's take this one last call before we go to the ladies. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm not calling about any politics, please. I'm calling about a phone bill. My phone service is terrible. It was off for a while, then it came back on. It off. I live by myself. And they give you numbers that you can call them. And then they're playing that they can't hear you. I had to come all over in Jackson to get a phone call that I can call you all about this service. And then you call the numbers, they are saying that how the number has not gone through. No matter what number I call, what is going on with Flo? They say they have action for satisfaction. This is dissatisfaction. It's unfair to people. I just want to be able to use my phone. I live by myself.
And
I can't get no proper service. This is over a week.
Have you been able to contact anyone at their warranty offices?
No. I call in the numbers they give me.
All right, you stay on the line. I'm going to give you a direct number to call someone there, and that you can talk to that person. So just stay on the line. Don't go off. All right? We got 5 minutes. Let me just take a next call. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Better still go to WhatsApp because we may be taking up here. We were talking about the transportation system and a number of people responded to it. Quite a few people actually agreed with Ms. Eastman's assessment. And one person was saying, in terms of agreeing with her assessment, they were basically saying that you need a comprehensive plan, looking at the whole transportation system as against just focusing on the privatization of the transport board. Because what this person is concerned about is, if it's privatized, how would you ensure that there's a consistent service across all routes in the country? Another person here is saying the transfer system will stop a lot of the stuff that is going on, because that would require less buses and increased ridership. And the monies collected up front would help the board, and thus there'd be no need to privatize. What I want to pose, though, from my end, is the Transport Authority. Do you think that they're doing an effective job? Because they're the ones who are supposed to help organize our transportation system. Do you think that they're doing a good job, in your opinion? Who wants to take that?
Well, you know, I said to you early about the open secret in Barbados as to how routes are allocated, who gets routes, who gets a taxi license, who gets a PSV permit. You know, and these are issues that Barbadians have to talk about, because I think we underestimate the impact that all of this corruption, large and small, has on our ability to provide services and our ability to grow the economy. It is starting to have a severe impact. If you think about that person who is going to start a business in that field, and they have to put out money for which they get no return and for which does not go into the coffers of Barbados, you recognize that that is a great disincentive and puts the business at a big disadvantage at the outset. So these are issues that have to be addressed in Barbados, and we have to stop pretending that these things aren't happening, because they're affecting everything that we do in almost every aspect of life, or in every aspect of the society and the economy. So I feel that that is one of the big issues that has to be addressed in Barbados. Because, for example, the question that the person raised about if we privatize, how are we going to get the individuals, it seems, or the private owners to run the routes properly?
Yeah, that seems to be definitely one of the major issues here. It's time for the latest. Tets and Bab is in place, and we'll be right back, and we'll be discussing education and health when we come back.
We highlight and celebrate our national heroes. The reflections on their profiles and work are part of the celebration of National Heroes Day. But we also continue to draw great inspiration from the legacies they have left behind, as we too play our part in building our nation. Salute our national heroes, brought to you by Kensington Mall, a brand new shopping experience.
The Right Excellent Sir Grantley Adams, 1898. To 1971. A highly respected lawyer, the Right Excellent Sir Grantley Herbert Adams was a master of debate on the floor of the House of Assembly, where he fought for a better life for the underprivileged masses and for establishing social justice across ethnic and economic classes. National Heroes Day is observed on April 28th, which is the birthday of the Right Excellent Sir Grantley Herbert Adams. Sir Grantley would go on to become the first Premier of Barbados and the only Prime Minister of the now defunct West Indies Federation.
Salute our national heroes, brought to you by Kensington Mall, a brand new shopping experience.
Soca Kingdom,
Barbados, get ready!
Soca Kingdom,
as we take soca to another level!
Soca Kingdom,
with Soca Royalty!
Soca Network, in association with Crop Over City, presents
Soca Ignition!
Ready!
Saturday, June 2nd, be in the Soca Kingdom at Bagatelle Great House from 9 p.m. and rev it up with Soca Royalty! From Trinidad and Tobago, three-time international Soca Monarch, Voice!
From your wake up this morning,
four-time Chutney Soca Monarch, Ravi B! The Soca King of New York, Lyrical!
Live like it, oh, I could dance tonight.
The best of Bajan Soca Royalty!
Oh yes, the water rock!
Early early bird tickets are now available at $60 general and $250 VIP. From Lucky Horseshoe, Bridgetown, Lawrence, Worthing, and Bagatelle. CS Pharmacy, Bridgetown. A&B Music Supply, Sheraton. Smart Store, Lime Grove. Eddie Supermarket, Spikestown. Little Munchkin, Sky Mall. And Starcom Network on River Road. Soca Ignition! Saturday, June 2nd at the Soca Kingdom, Bagatelle Great House. We're revving up with Soca royalty, so get your tickets now! Soca Ignition is powered by Jewel's Whiskey, True Scotch, Heineken, Infinity on the Beach Hotel, KFC, Mount Gay Rum, Remy Martin 1738, and Hot 95.3 FM.
You see the party there? The party lit!
Welcome back. You're with the People's Parliament. Sanka Price, your moderator. Here with me is Ms. Lynette Eastman of the UPP, Ms. Bishop Joseph Atherley from the BLP, and from the Solutions Barbados, Mr. Daniel Chabot. And we've looked so far at the services provided by the NIS. We've looked at the sanitation services. We've even looked at public transportation. And in this segment, what we want to do is to focus on health and education. Those are the two big ticket items that successive Barbadian governments have spent millions on, and it really deserves special attention. We'll take a call first, and then we'll go into that. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Mr. Branca.
Yes, you're on the air.
Sir, hello, sir. I didn't want to call, but I get triggered off with a young lady that called earlier and said that if a person working for $5,000 a month, I got a mortgage to pay and a car to pay for. When you didn't pay, you only got $200. Now, I always hear my grandmother to always tell me that you don't pay how you can't reach it. I know people in Barbados that work for next skin to net and build two roof houses in Sheriffin. And $5,000 is a lot of money to work for in Barbados, a little place like Barbados. How much do you think it's worth $500, $5,000 a month? But they want to make blood of the stone in this little country here. You expect to be an accountant in Barbados and work for the same amount of money as an accountant in America. It don't work that way. The economy can't afford this. As it's shifting now. I heard Mr. Eastman, I think it was Mr. Eastman, saying that the people in countries that don't drive cars and they use the transport system and things like that. But it's different to Barbados. Barbados is a flat country. We don't go on the trains, the tram cars, and things like that. If you was living in London, and you was living in Lambert Grove.
But so you don't have to go that far, you know. In Trinidad, for example, you can get a taxi to take you just about anywhere you want to go. You don't have to have a car. I lived there for a few years, and I can tell you.
I deal with it. Barbados is different.
Barbados is small. If it's small, it's more accessible. Everywhere is more accessible.
But I'm trying to explain to you the reason why they don't drive cars in places like London, because to get around from Shepherd Bush to the Abbey, you're going to go all around London. You can't run by it. In Barbados, if you're going to Westbury Road, you can cross the road and go down, you're back there. I don't agree with people buying cars and can't afford it, and they're crying and saying, but one, they're working for $5,000 a month, go on mortgage. Well, everybody can't get a mortgage. But people in Barbados don't want to start from scratch.
I think the essential point that young lady was making is that if she is able to make that sort of salary, she should be able to at least be able to afford to have that better quality of life and still have some money left in her pocket.
But buy a second-hand car. Where you going to buy a new one? Where you going to go to break a new car? Buy a second-hand car.
All right, so you made your point.
Wait, give me a break. I know of a fella. He was my customer. I come back here from overseas and had a job as a manager. And within 6 months, he going to bring the BMW and get fired. Because they feel when you're doing a certain job, you're supposed to be driving a certain kind of car and all kinds of things. That's the problem.
All right. I want to ask you this question, though. In terms of the social services that are provided in Barbados, what are you satisfied that you're getting the value for money that for the taxes that you're paying, social services that you're getting?
Don't care what you do, sir. I don't care what you do. If you do the best of you can. If you live in House of Women and you get your money every week, for 20 years and miss, and don't get you 21st. You ain't get you nothing, you ain't do nothing. Don't care if you do people criticize. I don't care what kind of, if you bring a budget and don't and a tax-free budget, it will get criticized. Don't care
sir,
what
all right. I heard that as a general answer. I'm asking you personally, do you feel that for the amount of money that you are paying in taxes, that you are getting the quality of service from garbage collection?
Kind of service
whether it's garbage collection, whether it's at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, whether you have children or grandchildren going to school, whether you use the bus service or not, are you satisfied with the quality of services that the government is presently providing, given the amount of taxes that you've paid?
Give me answer my way now. I live in Bonnix. I don't have any problem with garbage collection in Bonnix. If it missed for a week, you're sure that next week they're going to come and collect it. I went to the hospital because I got a problem with glaucoma. And I was treated very nice. I can't come, and there was thousands of people in the hospital. I mean, there's a lot of people going to the hospital. And if you could get out of there in 3 hours, you're good. But it's a lot to contend with a small country. There's so much people going to the hospital and everybody getting everything free. So that's the problem. You can't, like the roads, take for instance the roads. We got more roads, I believe, than Australia. Every little alley is a road. And you can't maintain all them all at once. So you're going to get people complaining for my road ain't fixed. Then the fella with their mine fixed. My garbage didn't get picked up, and another fellow garbage get picked up. This is how it would be as long as it's a Barbados. And as long as the Barbados, we can go out and borrow money all the time because we don't have any resources. So any government that ain't for 10 years can borrow, put me in debt, and then the next government come in go fix it up. To get to borrow more money to get out of debt, and then you put yourself money, and they can go on and on and on until one day, like what happened in Panama. The Americans gonna come in and put up a flag, and one flag gonna be Barbados, the next flag gonna be American.
Thank you very much for your contribution. I think that's a good jumping off point here, where we can talk about our health services, and let's look at our health services. Are we satisfied that our health services that Barbadians are getting the quality of service that they should get with our health services? Solutions Barbados, you want to start with?
Yeah, so I'll speak directly to health, for example. So the healthcare system is quite overloaded because of the amount of volume that comes through it. And one of our policies directly relating to healthcare, would be to reduce the taxes or even take the taxes off of healthy foods. So for example, I like to eat healthy foods because they make me feel good. If I eat foods that are high in sugar, high in salt, well, I don't drink alcohol, but even alcohol and cigarettes, these things should be highly taxed. If these things are highly taxed, and then we have the good for you foods, the healthy foods that are not taxed, then Barbadians would be forced to or encouraged to eat the healthy foods and not the unhealthy foods. Therefore, because we have a very high rate of diabetes because sugar is so cheap and so highly available. So once we regulate that and bring those prices down where it'll be cheaper to drink a glass of fresh orange juice than drink a Coke, then that system will improve.
Bishop Adderley, what about our health service?
Well,
it's always the center of complaints.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's been going on now for decades.
Yeah, and are people satisfied with the quality of health care they're getting in public institutions in Barbados? I think that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I hear, the answer is resoundingly no.
So what can the Barbados Labour Party do to change things?
Well, we got to reverse this policy that the Democratic Labour Party administration put in place with respect to the drug service in Barbados, because it has increased costs to people and therefore added in hardships which they're already facing with the other increases in the cost of living. That is a big problem. I hear that from several people. The cost of medication now is dreadful. That has to be addressed. Barbados Labour Party will address that and ensure that there is access to free healthcare in terms of the drug service available, especially to pensioners. We believe that the Barbadian public sometimes is made to face a number of indignities, especially if you're poor. And it's the poorer among us, I suppose, that go to the QEH for medical attention, although in recent times with the economic hardships, those who were considered to be a bit well off are finding that they have to make recourse there now too. But the whole business of the long wait and the uncomfortable wait at the accident and emergency department is a matter that we think has to be addressed and addressed immediately. We have to improve that. So those are the two things that we need to look at immediately. Things can be done tomorrow if we assume the government this afternoon.
I see. Ms. Eastman, UPP?
Well, I agree with Bishop Atherley in terms of...
Let me stop you there, right there. This is the third or fourth time that Bishop Atherley agrees with you, or you agree with Bishop Atherley. What is this?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just being naughty.
We're two sensible, intelligent people. So, you know, I agree with his point in terms of these short-term solutions. Looking at the drugs that are available to people, because, you know, there are prescriptions that they have to deal with the issues that are currently before them. And I also agree that we certainly need to cut down on these long waits. But there are more strategic issues, I think. And I think a portion of the health services budget, which is quite a big budget, really needs to be focused on developing a policy which Barbadians themselves can implement about their own health and wellness so that they do not find themselves at the QEH unless it is absolutely necessary. Now, I see this government has implemented increased taxes on some soft drinks, I believe. And, well, some people believe that it's really just to raise more taxes and that it will not prevent anybody from drinking sweet drinks. I haven't noticed that there's any change, that anybody is going for a healthier option because of the taxes. Now, these are things that they do in European countries. They put higher taxes on sugar, salt, fats, etc. But they do not do it out of context. They do it within the context of having a strong health and wellness program for their people. Even a simple thing like drinking water. I witness Europeans drinking far more water than we in Barbados in a tropical country would drink. So something as fundamental as that, it still is not on the radar for many Barbadians. Health and wellness is going to pursuing health and wellness as a policy. Because whenever you hear health discussions, they go straight to the QEH. That should not be. It should be about keeping us healthy and keeping our people